This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey, my name is Brandt. Producer Sherry is here too. Thanks for joining us. We would love to connect with you via Facebook, for instance. I'm just at Brandt Hanson page on Facebook. You can go there and be creeped out by my profile picture like everybody else. I thought it looked good. Thought it looked friendly and warm.
Nope. Your wife loved it. That really is all that matters.
I asked her first.
I know.
And within seconds, the first comment was like, what's wrong with you? Anyway, if you want to see that, Brandt Hanson page on Facebook. People talking about the new Indiana Jones movie that's going to come out in 2019.
I didn't even hear about it.
Not everybody's talking about it, I guess. Maybe just some people aren't listening.
Not in my circles, right?
Yeah, so he's 73 now, so he'll be 76 when it comes out.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's going to star in it. I think it's fine.
He's going to star as Indiana Jones?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are making fun of it because it's going to be like, you know, they come up with titles like Indiana Jones and the Lost Teeth or something. I mean, I just made that up. And that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
but,
it was good. Very
but
good.
Most of them aren't as funny as the one I just said. I don't mind watching older people on screen. I don't see why it's such a big joke.
In action films?
Well, I mean, they'll tailor it.
But the whole point of Indiana Jones was the whip and going down the bridge and the rock is following
but
you.
But now maybe it'll be funny because he's an older guy. Like Sean Connery was in one of the movies and he was an older guy doing that stuff.
Okay.
And it was amusing.
Well, yeah, it's amusing.
There's old people in Downton Abbey.
But that's not an action film.
This is true. But
I'm not saying there's something wrong with older people being
no,
here.
No, I'm for it. And I'm thinking like 50 years from now, we could still be doing this show. And I think it'll be better. I think it'll be better than ever.
Brandt.
We'll be in our 90s.
I'm not doing this show 50 years
and
from now.
I can't wait, Sherry. It's going to be great. You and me doing the show. 50 years from now, I think the show that we will be doing will be better than ever. Because we'll be able to draw on wisdom and experience.
Brandt. I'm not doing this show 50 years from now. That's crazy.
I think we'll have a better understanding of how to do radio. We'll be smoother at it. I'll know like all the buttons and stuff like that.
And you're going to be able to push them at 90 something.
You'll have good
years
things
old.
To say. The podcast will be even bigger. It's already going pretty good.
You think I'm going to be editing
be
a podcast
great.
At 50 something?
It's going to be so good. I cannot wait, Sherry. Can't wait. Imagine this story. A guy is raised by Christian parents, so they're believers, but he doesn't buy it. He's a teenager. He's kind of an atheist. Just doesn't buy it at all. Then he's taken away from his parents. He's taken far away to a land far away, and he's a slave for 6 years. And all he does then, now that he's a slave and he's by himself, is pray. Like, God, help me. Why am I here? God, help me. Get me out of here. God, help me. Well, God gets him out of there. After 6 years, he's able to go home. But here's where it gets weird. He starts dreaming about the place where he was taken away, where everybody had mistreated him. And he thinks that God, because his character is different now, he's been praying for 6 years. He thinks God wants him to go back and tell them that there is a God and he loves them. Because these people worship trees and the sun and all that sort of stuff. So he does. This is the story of Patrick. And we have St. Patrick's Day. That's actually what he did. He went back to Ireland, started traveling across Ireland, and didn't fear for his own safety and kept going group to group. And they all believed different things, but he wound up like 100,000 people became believers because of him. And it's just kind of fun. The reason I bring this up, not only because it's St. Patrick's Day, but like if you're in a situation where you're like, why is this happening? God, explain this. This doesn't make any sense. And yet it's only in retrospect you get to see, oh, huh, okay. There's a lot of mythology about St. Patrick's Day. We were just talking about the real Patrick. And one of the stories is that the whole shamrock thing was because he was trying to demonstrate how the Trinity works. Like that there's God, the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he was just trying to explain that to people who couldn't comprehend that. They were worshiping nature at the time. He's like, no, let me demonstrate. And those are found all over Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hunch, like that's probably true. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Like, if you're trying to explain something to somebody, hey, there's all these plants. Like, okay, let me pick this up.
Use something they already see and know and identify with.
Yeah, and this is how Jesus taught all the time. You can imagine he's not talking about things they don't understand. He's like, okay, there was a farmer once. And he may have even been gesturing to a guy who was throwing seed out at the time. He's like, the kingdom of God works like this. Or consider the birds of the air. Or the kingdom of God's like a tree. And I imagine he, as he's talking to people, he points at it. And I love that about God, like that he knows where we are and meets us there. Like, yeah, we're people are just kind of whatever's right in front of us is what we can think about. but he met us there. I love that. Making emotional...
Making emotional decisions.
What happened?
We're going to talk about it coming up on the show. Very smooth show we have here.
Way to rebound.
We're very cool. Thank you. I think I covered it well. Yeah.
People are going at it on Facebook and Twitter because of the politics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a thing, just a little tip for life that I've learned the hard way. And so has Sherry, actually. But that's, don't respond out of emotion. It's really a good idea to wait, just in general, like not just politics stuff, but wait and then decide if you just have to respond, how to do it.
So sometimes my ex-husband will send me something in text or email, and I will immediately respond with how I'm feeling emotionally at the time. And that's never the right decision. So I'm trying to teach myself to write down how I'm feeling at the time. And then before I respond, talk to people that I trust, pray about it, let some time pass before I respond so I can come up with a better, well-thought-out response rather than a response that is emotional in nature.
Got an email last week, and I was honestly like, what? It was real snippy.
Mm-hmm.
And
and it had to be because you don't pick up on snip. So if you saw it to be snippy, it probably really was.
Yeah, I was just so shocked. Like, well, okay. I didn't see that coming. But mm-hmm. I have learned the hard way. And you know what? I sat down. It was after I worked out and I was mm-hmm. stretching or something. And mm-hmm. I saw this and I sat there on the stretching mat and wrote like 10 different responses and kept deleting
and deleted them,
which was a really good idea because it took care of it the next day in person. It was fine.
Mm-hmm. You have to do that.
You do.
I say to myself all the time, it doesn't work. You going right back at somebody whenever they say something that kind of rub you the wrong way, never, ever, ever does it work.
The only way it works is that it makes you feel okay, hopefully for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel good about yourself,
right.
If you get that. Because
mm-hmm.
once you hit send... Or post, like, well, post, sometimes you can delete it real quick.
Right. But I've done that too.
We've all done that. If you get on Facebook or something or Twitter and you respond to somebody out of anger, probably a bad idea. Not just anger, like any emotion. It's true. We make decisions based on emotions. It's usually something we come to regret. It can be just even like buying stuff.
I made an emotional decision when I purchased a vehicle. And it ended up being a huge nightmare. The vehicle had mechanical problems from beginning to end. And I was very young when I made that decision, and I learned never to do that again.
I totally get that. You did that with a car, too.
I did, yeah. I got my first, quote-unquote, big girl job out of college. Got a car and it with a car note, and everyone told me not to.
Tell everybody what kind of car you got.
It was a Plymouth Laser. And it was green, and it was pretty and shiny.
Cool.
And I lost my job maybe 2 weeks after I got it.
Oh.
And then I had that car note.
Like,
so, yeah.
Oh.
This suddenly it doesn't look as shiny.
I bought a laser too. I bought a laser. just one phone call.
You just can't trust your emotions. You just can't. I know I can't.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, how in the world? Like, my emotions can change in a minute based on this coffee that I have right here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel more positive about life than I did 60 seconds ago.
All of a sudden.
How could you possibly trust that? That's the thing to me. Like, just wait. Just wait a little bit. Let some of these emotional things go. And I'm not even terribly emotional. I'm more robotic about emotion, but still.
Well, I had to learn you don't have to. That was the phrase I had to say to myself. And still, you don't have to respond. You don't have to go there and give them a piece of your mind. You don't have to set somebody straight. You actually don't have to, because I always thought, I have to.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take care of this.
No, actually, Sherry, you don't have
don't
to.
Don't have to. Hello, my name is Brant. Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning.
No.
It's magically delicious. I'm going to do this all day.
Oh, no.
And all night.
Well, maybe you should have practiced a little bit, and then you could have kind of been on point.
Should have, could have, would have, but it's too late now. It's too late now. It's not that bad. If I talk like this, I've got a pretty good accent.
You really think that's Irish?
I think it is.
It's running over into Jamaica.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, man. Well,
yeah, I suppose it does. Yeah, man.
This show is so epic for so many reasons, and we're glad you're listening, by the way, because not only do we have the awesome music and such, we have a sci-fi question for you. This is to help clarify our values.
That's why we do it.
Yeah. So
it's not because you like aliens.
It's also because I like aliens. But imagine you're on an alien planet and you approach an awesome alien. He's sitting at a card table there.
Okay, and he's ready to make a deal, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. He's willing to offer you the food superpower gift pack.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
It means you can eat whatever you want as much as you want and you don't gain weight.
Okay, sounds good.
You can eat
good.
Whatever you want, yeah. The only caveat of this, for the rest of your life, you have to sing a full song, full volume, before every meal, no matter where you are.
I'd probably be fine with that. I don't know if anybody else would.
Really? No matter where you are.
I could do that.
Okay.
Oh, huh. Man, I would be belting it out.
Exactly. Exactly. Bring on the cheesecake.
You better believe it.
Sherry said she's in.
Yes.
Just talked to Colton on the phone. He says he's in. No, he's out.
He was in.
He was in. Okay, you guys are in. I'm out. And Jennifer?
I would do it.
Yeah.
And I would do it. I mean, I can't sing very well, but I like to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, my oldest one, is 13, and she's extremely embarrassed whenever I break out and sing, which I am known to do for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
We could be having a conversation, and it's my motto that there is a song for every conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know it.
Wow.
And so when we're in public and I start singing, she...
full volume. You're at a restaurant now. Like, if you're at a restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah. Yeah. I'm singing. I'm in a restaurant, and I'm singing. Oh, yeah.
I do like that. You made it kind of a musical thing.
Yeah, that was nice.
Midnight, all alone in the moonlight. Yeah, and then you have an excuse. Like, well, I do this because I get this deal with this alien, I get the food.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, all right.
Belt it out and then order five different plates of lasagna.
A full song at full volume.
Right.
Like, in a restaurant.
Any
restaurant,
wherever.
Out.
Anywhere.
I don't think I'd do that.
Yeah.
No, exercising keeps me healthy. I'll take the motivation to work out. No, I'm not going to sing in front of people.
That would really kill socially a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You'd be the weird.
Especially because, like, I'm single, and so I'm, out with a guy on a date, and here I am, like, taking
the hotel. You'd be like, excuse me, start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. Some people think the Bible is like this fairy tale-esque sort of thing that people came up with after the fact to glorify the church or something, to put themselves on a high plane or something spiritually. You know what? I wonder if those people actually read the accounts, because, like, after Jesus goes to his crucifixion, our heroes start lying and scattering and a cussing and betraying.
It went downhill quickly.
Very quickly. Like, you wouldn't include that. If you're writing 2,000 years ago, seriously, you're trying to write mythology, you're going to include the heroes being total cowards and betraying this Jesus they've been hanging out with? You're going to have them asking questions, not even understanding what he's saying? Really? I mean, it reads much differently than a fairy tale. Why would you include that if the idea was to make us look good? Like, we're going to make us look good, and then you write that? Why? We have a phone number here. If you ever want to call, just leave a message, chime in on stuff. We'd love it. We listen to them all. It's 855-90-BRANT. You should, put it as a contact in your phone. 855-90-BRANT. What?
That's interesting if someone would do that. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
Just put Brant, and then whenever you want to
say something, just hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's a phone.
You can do
that. I think we have just described the whole phone process to you. You're welcome. took Sherry to trivia night last night. My wife, Sherry, some friends, had a salad, played the trivia game with all the other people.
You were fantastic.
Well, okay, I guess. I didn't feel like I was. I woke up kicking myself for not knowing the country that it brought. B-H-A-R-A-T.
And I actually knew that one.
I guessed it.
I didn't know.
Well, he said it was a populous country. Mm-hmm. I just thought if it was India, I would know it. Mm-hmm. But so I guessed Bangladesh. But the funny thing is, I woke up this morning kicking myself.
Really?
There's no prizes. And I'm just humiliated.
That's the problem. Meanwhile, I'm watching and I'm like, you and your wife, she was spectacular too.
She's good.
I thought people actually have this knowledge in their brain. Like, none of that stuff is anywhere on my radar at all.
The guy asked, well, in the Iliad, and I just slid the paper over to my wife, like, okay, you got it.
And she did.
Yeah, she's like, that's Calypso.
It was fantastic to watch.
Couldn't have been more proud. But you got.
I got, a Chaka Khan song.
You got the Chaka Khan song, and we never would have gotten the Chaka Khan song.
Everyone has a role to
Everybody
play.
Everybody has a role. We're all members of the body. You've heard us talking about MediShare. In case you're wondering, what is that? Here's what it's not. It's not health insurance. What it is a way for people who believe in Jesus to share each other's medical bills, and it's refreshing and it's growing like crazy. Here's why.
It saves people thousands of dollars over the course of a year. MediShare is not for profit. You can choose your own medical provider. The plans are really flexible.
You never have to have your money used for procedures that violate your conscience. That's huge for a lot of people. And if you take part in this, you're exempt from the mandate to buy insurance.
And it's actually a real community. People pray for each other. It's incredibly encouraging. People rave about the customer service, too.
You should at least look into it. Find out how much money you can save and how wonderful this has been for so many people. Again, there's a reason this thing is growing like crazy. Don't miss out on that. Here's how to get more info, and you can very quickly find out how much you can save, too. Phone number is 855-772-5699, 855-772-5699, or biblicalhealthcare.com. You know this, and people talk about the resurrection a lot this time of year, focus on it. Well, back in the day, I was just telling a story about I was in college in this very anti-Christian class about the New Testament, and the professor just delighted in destroying people's faith, but he's like, look, you have to look at everything from an evidential perspective, like a lawyer would. Did this happen? Didn't it happen? And I thought, well, that's interesting. I want to see what he thinks about the resurrection, because I see a lot of evidence for it based on what happened immediately after this event. And so he's all about the evidence. And then we get to the resurrection and he comes into class and I'm ready to argue. I was ready to argue in every class. It's just what the class nerd does.
Mm-hmm.
Every class. It didn't have to be an interesting class. It could be his or anything else. But he comes in and he says, well, you know what? Sometimes we shouldn't look at the evidence. We should just appreciate something as a story. And that's all it is.
What?
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, wait a second. So I raised my hand. I'm like, so this is the one thing we're not going to talk about the evidence for or against? This is the biggest event or non-event in the history of humankind.
Everything hinges on this.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives hinge on the question of did this man physically rise from the dead or not? And you're all about evidence, but on this case, you're not going to be. He said, well, I just want to talk about it as a story. So he didn't want to talk about the evidence on that. That's fascinating to me. Because something happened or didn't happen. People went to their deaths saying, I saw him. I can't explain it. I don't have all the answers. I saw him. Bet you can relate to this if you've been working at a job for very long. The guys from Mythbusters, the two dudes from the show Mythbusters, worked together for 14 years and they didn't like each other. And they're now talking about it. For 14 years.
They worked together for 14
years.
They
said we never socially would hang out. We would never do dinner together. We would never talk outside of the show. We just did not like each other.
They didn't like each other.
Right.
Because it's one thing to be like, we don't really do life together. But
no.
They didn't care for each other.
They didn't like each other. They found each other annoying.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I've not been in that situation completely. I've had people hate me. on the same staff, but I never was sure what to. I was like, well, I don't know what to do about it. And it would never be, it was never like open. Like,
right.
We just beat everyone. But that would be pretty miserable. I would hate that.
I couldn't do it. But it's so, that's just, I don't think I could do it. I mean, I've done it, but I don't think I could do it for 14 years.
14 years. And I guess they said they respected each other.
Well, that helps.
And they were making a lot of money together, so
yeah.
That helps. But
But
yeah,
not,
to be every day.
I mean, I tell you, every day, I'm not just saying this because we're here on the radio, but every day I am grateful to come into a place where there's no tension with someone that I consider family and be able to work.
Totally.
I mean,
yeah, same thing with me. I've had rough spots with people, by and large, generally love the people I'm with. But yeah, totally. Same thing. No tension. We come in and laugh about stuff. We laugh harder off the air than we do on. I have to keep explaining that to people. They're like, well, you guys laugh too much. Sorry.
You don't know the half of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Man, what a joy. I almost feel for those guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.